Book 11, Canto 1, page 683 to 684. Then, like an anthem from the heart's loosened cave, a voice soared up whose magic sound could turn the poignant weeping of the earth to sobs of rapture and her cry to spirit song. O human image of the deathless word, how hast thou seen beyond the topaz walls the gleaming sisters of the divine gate? Summon the genie of their wakeful sleep, and under revelation's arches forced, the carved, thought-shrouded doors to swing apart, unlock the avenues of spiritual sight, and taught the entries of a heavenlier state to thy rapt soul that bore the golden key. In thee the secret sight man's blindness missed has opened its view past time, my chariot course, and death, my tunnel which I drive through life to reach my unseen distances of. I am the hush search of the jealous gods, pursuing my wisdom's vast mysterious work, seized in the thousand meeting ways of heaven. I am the beauty of the unveiled ray, drawing through the deep roads of the infinite night, the unconquerable pilgrim soul of earth, beneath the flaring torches of the stars. I am the inviolable ecstasy. They who have looked on me shall grieve no more. The eyes that live in night shall see my form. On the pale shores of foaming, steely straits that flow beneath a gray, tormented sky, two powers from one original ecstasy born pace near, but parted in the life of man. One leans to earth, the other yearns to the skies. Heaven in its rapture dreams of perfect earth. Earth in its sorrow dreams of perfect heaven. The two longing to join, yet walk apart, idly divided by their vain conceits. They are kept from their oneness by enchanted fears. Sundered mysteriously by miles of thought, they gaze across the silent gulfs of sleep. Or side by side, reclined upon my vast, like bride and bridegroom magically divorced, they wake to yearn, but never can they clasp, while thinly flickering hesitates uncrossed between the lovers on their nuptial couch the shadowy eidolon of a sword. But when the phantom flame-edge fails undone, then never more can space or time divide the lover from the loved. Space shall draw back her great translucent curtain. Time shall be the quivering of the spirit's endless bliss. Attend that moment of celestial fate. Meanwhile, you too shall serve the dual law, which only now the scouts of vision glimpse, who pressing through the forest of their thoughts have found the narrow bridges of the gods. Wait patient of the brittle bars of form, making division your delightful means of happy oneness, rapturously enhanced by attraction in the throbbing air between.